Well, we swapped the trucks and the buses for birds and a nearby train as we've come to a park on a beautiful sunny day to record this episode.
I've just revived a fly.
Revived a fly. I mean, she's saving lives, people, and hopefully we're going to save yours too. No, we're kidding, really.
I hope so.
There's a disclaimer there for sure. Anyway, no doubt we're probably going to get some kind of dog come and lick our face. But we're here to talk about body magic. Ooh. And maybe some of the excuses that some of us have used. Whether we're putting off starting a bit of body magic. Whether we're not really sure about what type of things constitute as body magic. Mm. Or maybe we started it, but for some reason it's just not sticking. So we've got a quiz for you, because we know how much you love a quiz. We've got some myths to bust, and we're just going to have a jolly great time over the next however long this episode
now
is going to be.
Banging.
There's banging. I mean, literally, it's all going to go off. Let's play some ukuleles and we'll get cracking.
Oh dear.
The grass is long all around us, there's daisies all around us, beautiful purple flowers. The swings of the children's play area in front of us are just slowly moving forwards and backwards, barely at all. And the birds are chirping all around us. What more would you want from a romantic place to talk about getting out and doing some body magic?
A hot man? Maybe my husband?
Wow, I'm glad that you added that.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
Yeah, the thing is, we kind of had been thinking about body magic because, you know, we've talked a lot about, like, the food and the plan and, hey, someone's going on holiday over there. The plane going over.
I often think, you know, when we scope out locations, we just seem to get every sort of transportation and animal come and attack us as we record.
I mean, hey, we record this in the wild, as you can see. It's not edited. We are sat on the floor.
But it's not raining.
No. So, yeah, food, like body magic. You know, we've been talking a lot about food, haven't we?
But yes.
I think, like, this idea around people worry, don't they, about if you food optimise without exercise, that you might not lose weight.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't exercise...
you won't lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a big fear, is it, about this kind of play between exercising and managing your food. And we just thought, do you know what? Let's just actually look through what is the scenario here.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. We're kind of just like, you know, just take apart some of these common things, these phrases or excuses that we probably have used in the past, and just kind of look at the reality of that, do a bit of a reality check on that. But we've got a quiz, and
I love a quiz. I'm a frustrated bingo caller quiz master. It's what I'd love to have been.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Is that something you knew? Have you never been in one of my groups at Christmas where we play, like, speed food bingo? Never. Ask my members. It's my missed opportunity in life.
Right. Well, I think that we should just get cracking with the quiz, because I think as we start doing this quiz, you're going to start to notice some of the things that we're kind of talking about.
Okay.
And I think that this is an episode for someone who, whether you're already doing body magic, whether you are afraid to start and it's kind of on your should list, I think that this should be relevant for you. So, Anna Quizmaster, hit us up with question one.
Which of the following is a brilliant health benefit you could experience with body magic? Lower blood pressure, stronger bones, joints and muscles, improved posture, mood and emotional well-being, reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease and some cancers, all of the above.
Well, I mean, I think at this stage you would have forgotten what first answer was. If I'm honest, it was lower blood pressure, in case you're wondering. Stronger bones, joints and muscles. Improved posture, mood and emotional well-being. Reduced risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease and some cancers, or all of the above. I would hazard a guess that it possibly is all of the above.
And you know what, Claire? You would get a big fat tick.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you are right. Yes, question number two. On average, how long would you have to run to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week?
How long do you have to run?
Yes.
I mean, if anybody's seen me run, it's a waddle. not a run.
Yeah, I look like I'm about to have a heart attack or escaping the police. That's how bad it is.
So to lose 1 to 2 pounds. I mean, I think about how hard it is to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. Mm. That takes a significant amount of effort. So we're not talking food. We're just talking about if you're just running.
Yes. So is it A, 30 minutes a week, B, an hour a day, C, 30 minutes a day, or D, 1 to 2 hours per week?
So to lose 1 to 2 pounds a week, have you got to run 30 minutes a week?
Yep.
1 hour a day, 30 minutes a day, or 1 to 2 hours per week? I mean, I would assume like a good run, like you would assume, gets you like, I don't know, 800, 900 calories. That certainly equates to like 50 million pound loss. Come on, we all say. Off.
Yeah. Well, shall I give you the answer?
Answer.
It is in fact an hour a day.
So you need to run an hour a day to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. That's actually quite a lot.
And it's probably closer to the pound a week that would give you.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's not even the upper echelons. So that's taking into account that people have different metabolic rates, different weights to start with. But yeah, an hour a day, so 7 hours a week.
Oof.
Yeah. Can you see? Oh, we got a nice big. Number three, true or false, exercising regularly will slow down your weight loss. True or false?
Exercising regularly will slow down your weight loss.
Yeah.
So you won't lose as much, so it could hinder you. Okay.
So, yeah, people may believe that it's true. People may believe it's false. Would you like the answer?
I would actually, because I have to say, like, when I started going to the gym, I did feel like it just kind of hampered me. When I really went for it at the gym, it seemed to hamper me. So what's the dealio?
So the deal is, the answer is false. So it says, whether it's believing that muscle weighs more than fat or thinking exercise will make you more hungry, research shows it actually helps reduce your appetite immediately after working out, and it can help to stabilize your appetite too. Lots of us point the finger at exercise when we stop to lose weight. You might be surprised to hear that combining food optimizing with regular activity can actually give your weight loss a boost. There's even research that shows the more lean muscle you have, the faster your metabolism is. That's the rate at which you burn calories. This means that fitter people burn more energy even when they're just sitting down.
Okay.
So there you go, myth busted.
So the first part was...
So a lot of us believe that muscle weighs more than fat. Actually, a pound of muscle and a pound of fat are exactly the same things. Just the way they look is different.
Okay.
So a lot of people, and I hear it from members, and I believe this, I'm gaining muscle. Actually, a pound of muscle and a pound of fat is the same thing. It just looks different. But the real bonus, and the reason it would never stop you losing weight, is it actually reduces your appetite. So naturally, after you've exercised, you actually consume less energy, so help you create a bigger calorie deficit. And you know what we know, especially with target members, is that they need to have a degree of activity so that they have that faster metabolic rate, so that they can maintain that weight loss. So yeah, false. Shall I move on to question number four?
Question number four.
How much activity do you need to do each day to start experiencing the benefits that body magic can bring?
Is it how much? Oh, it's in minutes.
It's
here.
In minutes. Is it A, 5 minutes, B, 15 minutes, C, 30 minutes, or C, 60 minutes?
So 5, 15, 30, or 60 minutes to start experiencing the benefits. Mm. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I would assume you've got to do a decent amount, haven't you? Like, I don't know, 30 minutes?
That's what my mind went to straight away, 30 minutes. Well, actually, you may be surprised to hear, it's only 5 minutes, because we know that just being active for 5 minutes a day will help you make those small changes.
Wow.
Yeah, so you've got to think about someone like me who, after spinal surgery, was totally inactive. If you'd said to me 30 minutes activity, I would have just lay on the bed and wailed. But 5 minutes meant getting out of the bed, walking to the shower, walking back out of the shower, all those type of things. So it is just about building habit, is what we know can really, really help. So it's starting your fitness journey with just 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's a good thing to kind of, how many of us kind of say, I haven't got time?
Yes.
Like, that's an excuse that a lot of us say. I haven't got time, but where could you, I mean, 5 minutes is like getting off the bus one stop earlier.
Yeah.
It's so, like, parking the opposite side of the
supermarket. Yeah. So I used to use an app, and there are many out there that have certain small chunks of workout time, so like 7 minutes, 9 minutes. And I would try and do that workout while I was cooking dinner or something like that. So 5 minutes is doable, isn't it? Because what overfaces us is saying, how am I going to carve this half an hour out of my diary? Okay, question number 5. True or false, when it comes to fitness, how long you move for is more important than how fast you move.
So how long you move, yeah, like how, like whether it's 60 minutes or something, compared to how fast. So that's like if you run instead of you walk or something.
Yes.
So whether it's true or false.
Yeah.
How long you move for is more... I don't know, because then sometimes people think, well, to run, that's proper exercise, but walking isn't. Like, you need to get some cardio in.
It's so interesting, isn't it? Because we have in our heads, like, walking isn't good enough. Walking's brilliant. So the answer is actually true. Research shows that the further and more frequently you move your body, and actually the heavier you are, the more energy you use. The great news is, if you're at the start of your weight, this is great news if you're at the start of your weight loss journey, really, isn't it? Because just the walking is going to be brilliant.
So let me just recap. So basically, how long you move for
and how frequently
is more important than how fast.
Yes.
So it's like not just getting it all done and dusted.
So do you remember you used to say, like, you'd go for these big walks and think your body magic was done for the week. Actually, if you did 5 minutes every single day consistently, that's going to be more beneficial than 45 minutes in one spurt and not do anything for 7 days.
Yeah, yeah. Or this typical thing where I'd be like, right, I've been to the gym in the morning, that's it, I'm going to sit down all day.
Yeah.
And actually, no, you need to kind of spread some movement throughout your day.
And also spread it across the week, because actually what we know for healthy hearts and all that type of thing is it's the consistency and the repetition that's really, really key.
Okay.
Question number 6. How much activity would you need to do to achieve Bronze Body Magic Award?
So for your bronze, I mean, this is like how many minutes a week spread over how many days and how long you're going to do it for?
So is it A, 45 minutes a week spread over 3 days or more, maintained for 4 weeks?
45 minutes a week.
Yep.
Three days, four weeks.
Yes. 90 minutes a week spread over 3 days or more, maintained for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Or 30 minutes a day for 5 days a week, maintained for 8 weeks. Or 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, maintained for 8 weeks.
I mean, I'm already confused. I know bronze one. The only thing I know about it is it's 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's over 4 weeks for your bronze and your silver. That's all I know.
Are you going 50-50 then? Is that where you're going? Are you cutting them down?
I know it's not 8 weeks. That's what I'm saying. But tell me, what is bronze?
Bronze is really, really simple to get. It's 45 minutes a week spread over 3 or more days, maintained for 4 weeks.
So 45 minutes a week.
Yeah, so three.
3 days.
Yeah, so
maintained for
if you
weeks.
Did three 15-minute sessions equally, if you wanted to do it in a slightly different way, as long as you maintained 45 minutes spread over 3 different sessions.
You know, and I was a bit confused by, like, the whole Body Magic Awards, but I did get my head around using the app to log it, because it kind of just, you just put in what you've done and it tells you whether you still need to do a bit more.
Yeah.
It's much easier.
Yeah, and also remembering that so many things count. Don't discount what you're doing. So pop it all in the app. The app will work it out for you. Mm. Okay, question number 7. True or false, you can enjoy body magic even if you have mobility impairment?
True or false? Mm. I imagine that, yeah, you can.
Yeah, so, you know, absolutely true. So we have lots of different things on our website about activities that you can enjoy, you know, if you've got problems with your knees, with your arms, with your hips. You know, I just started walking after my spinal surgery. My dad was a double amputee. He wasn't doing any running on his prosthetic legs, but he was able to do upper body exercise from the wheelchair. Mm. So, yeah, where there's a will.
Swimming is a popular one, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, really, really brilliant. I've just started swimming, and it's something about being in the water.
I don't know, a lot of people kind of find it's low impact, isn't it? And also now the pools are back open.
It's brilliant.
It just means you have to get in a swimming costume and occasionally shave your legs.
I mean, you don't have to shave your legs.
You too, guys.
Yeah. So, number 8. Which of the following activities counts as body magic? There might be more than one answer here.
So which one of these? Okay.
Or which ones?
Ones.
Yeah. So is it A, walking, B, hoovering, C, swimming, D, washing the car, or E? Is that E? Have I jumped? C, D, E. Yeah. Dancing.
Dancing. Oh,
just
washing
it.
The car. Answer.
And some
so
lasagna.
Posh. Yeah. So we've got walking, hoovering, swimming, washing the car, dancing. I mean, well, we know swimming. and we know walking. I don't know, like with hoovering, it depends how big your room is.
I mean, I got up a sweat hoovering the other day.
Are you doing the stairs or are you just doing...
I did the whole... My downstairs isn't carpeted, but upstairs is. And I even hoovered the blinds.
Washing the car... Do you mean like going to a car wash?
I mean, I've got my cappuccino while I'm watching the man's
holding the hose. Holding the hose is strenuous activity, guys.
Well, the good news
dancing,
is...
Dancing. I'm not sure what I do is called dancing, but...
Yeah. If it makes you breathe faster, feel warmer, and increase your heart rate, yes, that counts as body magic.
So basically all of them?
Yeah.
Really?
And some more, yeah. Anything that gets your heart rate up.
So heart rate. So that's the key part, is getting your heart rate
and
up.
And getting warm, breathing faster.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 9, to achieve your Gold Body Magic Award, you need to include 2 muscle strengthening exercises in your week. Which of the following would count...
Strengthening exercises.
Now, there may be more than one answer here.
Okay.
So, A, yoga. B, heavy gardening, such as digging or shoveling. C, weightlifting. Or D, climbing the stairs.
I think most people would assume that you mean getting out, like, the dumbbells and pulling funny faces with a barbell, you know, as you lift it, like... So I think that it actually means like lifting pieces of metal into the sky.
Oh, okay. So you would say it's just weightlifting.
Well, if you're going to say strength, so the other options are climbing the stairs, heavy gardening, yoga. This is just me coming from like an assumption point of view.
Well, shall I shoot you out of the sky?
Shoot me out of the sky.
It's actually all of the above. While the idea of strength training might conjure up images of heavy dumbbells and barbells, actually all you need to do to make strength training exercise is resistance. This means giving your muscles something to push and pull against, which could be anything from water to your own body weight, or things like, you know, the shovel in the garden.
So, you know, like, a lot of people talk about, like, these resistant bands, don't they?
Oh, I love a resistance band.
That you kind of tie around, like, the banister or around the sofa or something, and that's a bit of resistance. I suppose, yoga, you are kind of, like, doing a lot of balancing and pushing off the floor with your bum up.
Totally. And you've got to remember, the heavier you are, the more that you're actually using your own body weight.
Yeah, so body weight resistance is still strengthening.
So that's why the earlier you can start body magic, if you've got quite a lot of weight to lose, the more beneficial that is going to be.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
is that all of them?
Questions. Yeah.
Was that question 9?
Yeah, that was question number 9.
Oh, was it not 10?
I'm such a quiz master. No, that's making me freak out a bit.
Oh, what? Yeah. What kind of quiz only has 9 questions?
This one that you put in our episode.
What's my middle name? That's not body magic related, actually.
Yeah. How long have Claire and Anna known each other? Is question number 10.
Yeah, but you know, I think that's really interesting, isn't it? Because like I kind of looked at some of the other common myths.
Yes.
You know, right? Because I suppose a part of it is like, let's just look at the barriers that are stopping us getting started or maybe even keeping this up.
Right.
So I've lost a lot of weight this week. It'll be because I've done a lot of body magic. You hear that quite a lot in group, don't you? Oh, I've been out walking loads. I've been to the gym 5 times. That'll be what's done it.
Do you know, I hear that so much as a consultant. And what I'm always the first person to do is celebrate how amazing that is. Because I think it's really key that you acknowledge that's a brilliant habit. But that won't be what's got you weight loss. It really won't just be that. So we think it's really important, you know, that your weight loss will have come from food optimizing brilliantly. And, you know, that exercise is going to boost your weight loss, but it won't be the reason that you got it.
Yeah, because then the other thing that you hear people say, like, you know, when the consultant says, so what are you going to do over the next week to get that loss that you want? And people say, right, I'm going to go to Zumba 3 times, or I'm going to go for a run twice this week, and I'm going for a long walk. And it's, I guess, as a consultant, you don't really want to poo-poo someone down, but like ultimately, like,
As a consultant, what my role is to absolutely check out what you're doing and what help and support you might need. So it'd be wrong of me to let any member out of the door thinking that just going to Zumba 3 times a week without food optimizing 100% is going to get you a weight loss. So it's remembering that if you're not food optimizing 100%, Zumba is not going to work magic. Equally, adding in that activity could boost your weight loss by about 25 pounds a week, but we've got to make sure food is nailed. So remember, I lost 3 stone 9 flat on my back with a spinal injury. I didn't move anything but my feet. So actually what that shows you is that food is so much of the battle. Mm. However, I would never have maintained that weight loss if I hadn't become an active person. So yeah, don't fret if Zumba is closed, but also remember that you need to be nailing food in order to get the weight loss. So it's sometimes indicating to you that you may be trying to do the Anna Mangan school of weight loss, which is using activity as some sort of eraser for too much chocolate. Mm. So if you are doing any of that, that's maybe something to think about. Actually, is the reason I'm not losing weight, not because I haven't done the Zumba, but because I went over my sins.
Yeah, the other thing that I guess people kind of talk about, like just the common, I suppose, excuses that we give ourselves, like, I'm not the exercising type.
Yep.
And I suppose, like, what you said there in that quiz is...
You don't have to be.
No.
No.
Like...
The next one down on our list of things is, and this was a really big thing for me, is I don't want to get my hair wet. Now, I know this sounds mental, but I have got thick, curly hair and it takes me hours to blow dry and sort out. The thought of having to get sweaty and wash my hair would put me off.
Yeah, I don't like getting sweaty. Yeah. That's another common one, isn't it?
It really, really is. I don't have time. You know, how many of us have said that, but actually I've got time to sit on social media and scroll for 45 minutes and lose part of my brain. Do you know what I mean? And I think it's sometimes like, you know, I'm a fair weather person.
Yeah, I've put here, it's, and then in brackets, insert the current state of weather here. It's cold.
It's too hot. Yeah, it's too rainy.
It's snowing.
Yeah, do you know what? And the cloud is a bit grey. Do you know what I mean? Like, how many of us have used excuses? Another big one for me was I didn't like exercising alone, or I don't like exercising with other people, or when they can see. Like, I could tailor it to wherever my mind was at. Mm. And one that I hear a lot is I can't afford a gym membership. The great thing is, you don't need a gym membership, especially now. God, you could do everything for free, couldn't you? You could be out, just a walk in the park, just picking the weeds off your back garden, do you know what I mean? Cleaning your house, so...
I think what, you know, what you're saying there about things like doing some gardening, washing the car. You know, how often do we take the car to a car wash machine?
Yeah.
Or have somebody else do it? How about for that weekend you do it?
Yeah. Or how about you think about, actually, what are the things that I've kind of taken for granted I do and I could do with a bit more vigour? So do you hoover the stairs and just make a really big job of it and take an hour? Actually, could you do it in 10 minutes and that would, sorry, my bracelet, that could make you, you know, burn more kind of energy and get you breathing faster. So just thinking about what you do already is really key. Also, you know, walking, you know, if you can walk, that's free, that's easy to do. You could do that. I did indoor walking in lockdown, all those type of things. If you're not able-bodied, what could you do if you are in a chair that could, you know, get you a bit warmer and your breath, you know, breathing faster? So I think it's knowing, actually, this is about finding something you like, that you're comfortable with, but that you can do continually.
And hey, you've only got to do it for 5 minutes to get going.
Exactly. Like, look at you, when you found your thing with body magic, you've done it consistently. And you know, if you hadn't have found that, would you have dropped off?
Well, I started slowly though, didn't I? Because I made really the commitment to really kind of look at the food, I suppose, for the first couple of years. And then I thought, right, now I'm starting to kind of bed in the knowledge, because it's a little bit overwhelming sometimes, I think. And then I thought, right, now I'm kind of ready for the next stage. I know that body magic's something I need to build in.
Yeah, totally.
And I remember when I first joined my gym, I only went once a week. Right. They had some classes that were pay as you go. And that's all I did. I thought, I'm just going to go once a week. I'm not going to do the whole join a gym for 12 months and then only go 3 times because actually it's not really my thing. I just went once a week for the first 6 weeks, and then when I got a bit more confident and thought, okay, I understand this, I'm really going to go step up to 2 classes. Yeah. Then I moved up to 3 classes. And now, actually, at the moment, I don't want to just do really high intensity stuff. Just blow a bug off me. Sorry. I'm doing yoga twice a week.
Lovely.
Because I find that from a job that I do, sitting down,
de-stressing as well,
it's stretching my back.
Yeah,
you know, how many times I basically sit at an office desk and then I'll sit on the sofa and watch telly. So how can I stretch out my back and my hips more, because that's what hurts? So, and you just find different
you find your
ways
thing, don't you? And I think that's
being
really
open
important.
Yeah,
And, you know, I've got members who do pole fit, who do Zumba, who play golf, who do all sorts of things to the grandmas that are pushing the prams. So it's finding those kind of things that you want to do that you can do consistently. And that's why 5 minutes is so important, because if you could do 5 minutes, you could factor that into your day, couldn't you?
Yeah. And look, and, you know, let's just rattle through some of the body magic benefits. I mean, you're toning up your arms, your legs, your tummy and your bottom. Who doesn't want that, especially when we're going into summer?
Yeah.
Maintaining lean muscle, which helps burn more energy even when you're resting, as Anna said before. You feel more relaxed. Mm. You're going to sleep better. Mm. You're going to strengthen your bones and joints. You're going to build these habits, these long-lasting habits, so that when you get to target, or if you're at target, you're going to stay there. You know, like, we just need to give ourselves all the help in hand we can.
Do you know a fact that blew my mind? Inactivity is as dangerous to your life expectancy as smoking.
Wow.
How terrifying is that? But how many of us, me included as a, you know, former person, were inactive? And actually, when you think about
especially that, in the last year.
Yeah. So it is just thinking about, actually, if I'm nailing my food, this is just another little bit I can add in. But, you know, I always think about, you know, when you first start group and you first start food optimizing, it can feel overfacing. So stripping it back, making it something that you can really love to do consistently, and that you will do when it's raining, or you will swap it to something else when it's raining. You won't find all that excuse, because actually, if you don't love it, you will find that excuse, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, I kind of quote this book that I read because I just think it's brilliant. It's called Atomic Habits.
Oh, it's an amazing book.
By James Clear. Yeah. And he really talks about, like, just starting to make things 1% better.
I love that.
So not expecting yourself to go for a run for 30 minutes every day.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a realistic goal to set if you're just getting started. This idea about doing 5 minutes a day, like, is that realistic? You can find 5 minutes less scrolly time to just move a bit.
Or while you're scrolling, if you still want to scroll, just march on the spot.
Put some weird rules, like, that's what we were saying. Yeah. Right, when the adverts come on the TV, you get the baked bean tins out and you stand there and you're doing some bicep curls and you're moving.
I did it when I was giving Daisy a bath, didn't I? I was doing all that marching on the spot, lunges, squats, because actually that was 5 minutes when she was occupied and I could do something. So, you know, you'll find your way, and that's the key, isn't it? Your way. And also remember, what we need as human beings is to know the benefit. So fill yourself with knowledge, so that I call her Delilah, but she'll rear up and say, oh, don't go today, you don't need it, you lost 3 pounds last week. Tell Delilah to be quiet and you want to live longer. So reinforcing that belief system.
Yeah. So I hope that's kind of given you maybe just some things to think about, like, what are the hurdles that might have held you back previously for body magic? And if you are doing body magic, what kind of things do you need to put in place to maybe start moving up? Perhaps you have been doing the walking, but you haven't really been doing the strengthening. So how do you start to factor some of those sessions, start to move up? Maybe you've done your bronze and you've been delaying signing up for a silver or a gold. So what could you do? How would that work? How would that look for you? And really recognising and reveling the benefits that this can bring.
And the only thing I would also say is, if you're starting out, reach out to your group, because actually there will be people in there, you know, like, I look at Claire now, where she is in her body magic from where she's come, actually, there's going to be a Claire in your group. There's going to be someone who may be as terrified as you. I've got ladies in my group that, you know, go and walk together, because otherwise they wouldn't do it. So talking to other people, because there'll be loads of people sat there thinking, oh God, I don't know what to do.
Be accountable. Maybe a few of you might start your Body Magic Award together. So over that 4 weeks or 8 weeks, you hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. Oh, I might get all my group to do bronze body magic together. Watch out, Slimming World Jordan.
You need to order some more certificates.
<I know. laughs>
Well, we hope that kind of helps and gives you something to think about anyway. Always, you know, drop us your thoughts. We're on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And we're also on email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to just sit here and ponder with the birds, and another train is just coming in. As we started an episode, a train came, and now as we finish, another train came.
Fitting. I might go and sit on the swing.
Yeah?
Actually, that's a baby swing. I might get stuck.
On your own, mate. Have a great week. We'll speak to you soon.
Bye for now.